liberty, and justice for all.
Open floor for public comment. Motion to approve the minutes from the July board meeting.
Make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Bill. Any questions on the minutes? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to approve the treasurer's report.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Motion by Dave.
Second.
Second by Bill. Any questions on the treasurer's report? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Correspondence.
I don't have any, but I do have one thing that, it's not a correspondence, but I don't know if anybody noticed that the light in the park is fixed. The globe one was.
Oh, nice.
Bob Severn fixed it, and I sent him a thank you note on behalf of all you guys.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
That's it.
Great.
I did better than that. I offered him wine, and he said no.
Okay, Highway Department.
This past Thursday, Missy called the Kelsey Nor, who has the bid to do the highway work. Their response was that they've been backed up, Missy, what, 8 weeks?
Yeah, they said 8 weeks.
Okay, because of the weather. And that's been pretty much true of all of the highway departments. So we did indicate, or they did indicate, that they could complete the job during September.
All right, so we're looking at a September construction date.
We don't have a definite date right now. You see that they indicate...
A week's notice.
A week's notice? Okay.
Which was fine with Jay.
Okay. They estimated that the total time to do this would be a maximum of 2 days.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so it shouldn't be a very big deal. Now, I made a comment the last time we put this out that Jay should be a part of this. Okay, he's been a part all of the times that highway construction and repaving have been done. And you indicated that it was my job rather than his. Mm-hmm. My job to contact the people and make the arrangements. They did that, but since he's been part of this thing and he is streets and roads, I feel and he feels that he should be there at the time this is being done. Any objection to that?
I don't have any objection if he doesn't have an objection. I mean, it's always been, in the 10 years that I was on the board previously, the person that was in charge of the department oversaw that. Now, in a lot of those things, we had... they were larger projects that had construction managers, and this isn't the case in that case.
That's correct.
But, I mean, Jay has, especially in the summertime, he has a lot of stuff that he's involved in, and being as we only have two people, you know, it could be difficult. A two-day project, probably, he's probably looking at it saying it's not going to be that big a deal if they're only going to be here 2 days.
Okay, well, my point, Bob, is this. I don't have a background in... laying asphalt and what the requirements
right.
are. Okay, I'll be there at the time they're doing it to make sure the hours are put in
right.
and so forth.
And I mean, I always see Jay's job in this part of it as going out and working with you to lay out the areas that need the
correct.
Work.
Yep.
And then, you know, you get the bids and do the whole bid process and get that done. And then once the bids are awarded, let Jay know who the awardee is. And then, coordinate with him.
Yep, okay.
So, and I think that's pretty much what we're still talking about. But.
Okay, that's fine by me.
Yep.
Okay, the other thing is that yesterday, Jay was able to get the services of a brush cutter from the town, and he started grinding up wood down here in the corner. the wood is being brought in by people who have limbs that that need taken care of and so forth. This is available to anybody that needs it. It's being ground up now on a regular basis. There's no charge involved behind it. So if anybody needs it, the wood chips for mulch or whatever, it's available. No charge. They don't have to notify anybody. The pile is right out there. That's all I have.
All right, I just want to bring up to your attention, you probably don't know about this, it just happened Monday night. 3 o'clock Monday morning, a tree fell across Phillips Street. So when you go up Phillips Street from Route 20, it's on the right-hand side past, it was in front of actually 16 Phillips Street, it was the address of the call. And on the right-hand side, there's an area of vacant land that goes from the last house up to, there's one more house at the end of the street, but it's in there. And I was looking at that, and there are still a number of trees that are leaning into the road. So, you know, we might want to look at that and see who's responsible for those. And, you know, can we take some steps ahead of them going across the road again?
Excellent idea.
You know, because they did just miss a pickup truck. But I called Jay in. I toned out the fire department. So a couple of the fire department people, myself and Jay, went down and we cut the tree up, everything that was in the road. We piled it up on the side and got everything out of the way so the road was open. But I can see there were a couple others that were leaning that could be a problem in the future. So maybe we ought to, you know, take some.
Okay. Is there any possibility that the trees are within the edge of the road where we're responsible for it?
Well, I'm sure they would be within the right of way because, I mean, they were. So the way it's cut over there is there's a trench that's cut, and then but it's on the back side of it. It's high. It's like it goes to like a couple of feet above the road, and the trees are like right on the edge of that cut. So you know, and this particular one was looked like a big elm tree that fell across. Like I say, it went all the way across the road.
But
nobody was hurt, no property damage or anything. Okay. So we were fortunate in that respect.
I'll look at it tomorrow.
Yeah, if you have some time, just take a look at it. Jay's aware of it. I did mention it to him, so you might want to gather him a little bit and see if there's anything.
This is the community of Nassau. As far as we're concerned, the children, it doesn't matter whether they're town children, village children, even outside the village, we take care of everybody. And in addition, we have two boxes of food items which were donated by the parents who attended. So this food is going to be given to the Nassau Resource Center. The next scheduled event will be hosted by the Town Youth Committee Family Fun Day at Host Corner Firehouse on Saturday, 2 weeks from now, August 19th. Free food, carnival games, special musical appearance by the Zucchini Brothers, fun for all. Five members of the Village Committee so far have volunteered to assist in this program as well. So we have almost as many people on the Village Committee who will be helping out with this program as the Town Committee. So that's a good thing. There's also going to be free book giveaway courtesy of the Nassau Free Library. They've contributed the book for us. And this event will be held from noon to 3 p.m.
Thank you. Kurt, I apologize for skipping
that. That's okay. Guys stole all my good lines anyway. We did have a good chicken barbecue. We sold out. We didn't have too many people that we had to turn away. Local History Day was not quite as well attended as the previous two, but those that were there, I think, enjoyed themselves. As Guy mentioned, it's always good to get the people kind of primed, and we start hearing all sorts of interesting stories about our past history here. Monday is a meeting. You're all invited to the combined meetings of the two groups. However, we have a little bit of a quandary here with our scheduled block dance on Saturday. Those of us who watch the weatherman, depending upon who and when the prediction you follow, they have come out and now said Sunday will be nice, but they're still not too keen on Saturday. As we are dependent upon a DJ to provide the musical entertainment, having lightning and thunderstorms in the vicinity is not a good combination. We would like to propose that in the unlikely event that the weather doesn't somehow miraculously clear, like we have known it to do so often, that we have the dance portion of the program right here and put the DJ right there and open the doors and put our trash cans outside so we don't have a mess in here, and that this is our plan B. What do you think?
I'm okay with it.
Sure, I guess.
As far as postponing and going to another date, as Judy said, you know, maybe a small place, but things get stacked up pretty easily. We're 3 weeks away from Nassau Fest, so.
So it's a taco. You're still thinking about doing tacos, though, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So where's that going to be set up and prepared?
Right in the hall. There's no cooking on.
There's
the
no cooking. Okay.
There's no cooking. No. Everything.
Well, that makes a difference.
Those things that need to be cooked will be cooked in our homes, and with chafing dishes will be kept warm. But there's negligible amount of stuff that is hot.
Okay.
So, yeah, we try to make it as easy as possible. So we hope for the best. I don't know. I suppose we could hang in there until Saturday noonish or so to make a decision. The biggest thing is the public. That's the hardest thing to get them in on. Whereas, and there has been considerable interest, so it's good to hear people are talking about it. So that's that. And on the historic preservation front, we all know that the house on Elm Street that we were concerned about people wandering into has now been purchased, and I guess the person's living there now, so happy ending to that story. On John Street, the piano factory, Mr. Conley has showed me a very large brass plaque that he commissioned, about 2 feet long and a foot and a half deep, that he's going to mount on the side of the building. As some of you may remember, when he did a renovation 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, he revealed the original painting that said Cozy Garden and Groove. He now wants to side that building, which would obscure that. So his thought was the plaque would be a permanent reminder to the community of what that building once was. So we're working on doing a little unveiling ceremony. Bob is going to take part in it, and I'll take part in it, and of course Mr. Conley, and we're talking to Cozy Garden descendants. It'd be a nice photo opportunity for the village, get a little positive publicity. So we're right now tentatively the week after Labor Day, but everybody has to be contacted on it, and you're all invited. Maybe we'll have a cake in the shape of a piano or something. I don't know.
Talk to Marcia.
Okay, I think that's it. But thanks to all the volunteers for the chicken barbecue. We were lean and mean, and it went well. And as I said, we couldn't have done better with the food, because, you know, to the chicken we sold out. So. And we made money.
Right? Yes.
Sure.
Your community guy, you just made me think of something that was on my mind. Regarding the Bristol property, and when we do go through with it and turn it into a park, you know, I would really love the board as well as the resident to consider calling it Bob Severance Park, you know, for what he's done for this community throughout all the years that he served. So I just wanted to put that out there to see if, so that you guys can think about it as we move forward with the project.
ZBA?
No report.
Planning board? Water Source Committee, there's a meeting scheduled.
Yeah, actually, he's not here, but he did send me something
to
read.
Go for it.
It said we'll be here tonight. The only items to report is that the Water Source Protection Committee will be meeting with Steve Winkley of the New York State Rural Association next Monday evening on 8/14. Agenda items will include an update on Steve's efforts to more clearly define and our recharge areas, and the offer to help from Rensselaer County, from Rensselaer Land Trust. That's it.
Okay. Zoning review?
I think we're still on a summer
break. Yeah, we're on hold for a summer
break.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Old business. food allowance.
Well, that was tabled from last month, but Randy's not here, so we should table it again. I don't remember why it was tabled last month or where we were at with it.
I mean, I think it's a good idea for the guys. I don't know about you guys, you know. They're out there working in all different weathers, rain, muck, whatever. It destroys their footwear quick, so I don't have a problem with it, you know. Especially seeing the money that we spent on the police department. You know, these guys work.
They don't pay for our boots.
Well, regardless.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you guys are up to it, I'd be willing to vote for it now. You really want to think about it? Or?
No, I don't. But I think it's a good idea.
What do you think, Guy?
I think we should figure out what the actual dollar's going to be, but as a concept, I
don't
know. It's a good pair of boots you can get, you know.
Is that what they're? I mean, I don't. I would ask them what they spend on their boots. I mean, I'm not going to tell them, you know, hey, I'm going to need $300.
Well, $100 towards a pair of boots.
Right. That's it's in the
line. Well, I don't know. Is $100 most of it? Is $100 half of it?
Probably about 2/3. You know, you can get a good pair for $100. You can get a decent pair for $100. You can get a real good pair for $160. Yeah.
I would be willing to support $100 towards the
boot. $100?
I'll go on, too.
So we'll cover that under resolutions here.
Okay.
Where are we going to take that money from?
Well, we'll come out of the streets and the water equally, probably.
Fine. Usually it's a 70-30 split for those.
Well, whatever
the
normal split
yeah.
is. Though.
Yeah, I would say 50-50 split, streets and water.
Well, usually it's different.
No, it's not. No. Streets is one and water is the other, so it's for both departments, so 50-50.
Okay.
Yeah. That's okay.
Whatever the historical split is.
$50
is fine. Yeah, $50. Either.
Okay, so new business, tractor supply credit.
Okay, so that is, Jay would like to get credit from Tractor Supply. However, they don't have accounts. They only have a credit card. I looked into the credit card, and it's 22.16% interest. So as an alternative, I looked into KeyBank Visa Card, which is just basic. That can be used for other things, like other people around here have used their own personal credit card and have to be reimbursed. I think the wiser choice would be have our bank give us a KeyBank Village Visa. We did in the past have one. We got rid of them. It's only 12.99%.
But that's only if you carry a balance, right? I mean, if it gets paid off every year, there's no interest. Or every month.
Well, that's American Express. I don't know how... I think you're still going to get charged something.
No.
That's good. I don't really know much about credit cards. I don't carry any myself, but...
Yeah, if you pay it by your monthly payday, which would mean we would have to get a check out in time to get it there.
Which is not going to happen all the time here.
Then you wouldn't pay any interest at all. I would rather see, we should maybe look at see getting a debit card from our account.
Well, that's what I mean. It's a KeyBank.
Well, if it's a debit card, then you just pay it. It gets paid out of the account. So you don't have to worry about getting a bill and paying a bill.
I'll have to ask him if we can do that for a corporation.
All right, why don't we look into that and see if we can do that.
Talk to your treasurer. Just
yeah.
Based on two treasurers from the National Free Library, there are some you want to just about everything.
So do they allow you guys to have one?
Huh? They have to be issued in the user's name. Just can't say...
Right.
Right. Just like our Staples card. I mean, it's. Mm-hmm. And we also have the Home Depot. But.
And I don't know if you can use online access to KeyBank, but you can pay it online. You don't have to write a check. Just transfer it from.
And Wendy doesn't do anything paid online, but. Well, I just think you know Jay does. He would like to be able to shop more often at Tractor Supply, so some kind of card better than a Tractor Supply card would be better, because at least it can be utilized by other departments. And there's times when you know, we've needed a charge card and had to use your own personal card. And it happens
all the
time.
Yeah, we ran into the same thing with the library.
Yeah.
It eventually gets a debit card, right?
I have a debit card for the ambulance. Mm-hmm. And
right. So we'll look into that then, and I'll bring
works
you up
great.
Next meeting. I'll look into the debit then and get back to you.
Okay. I'd just like to remind everyone the reason why we got rid of the credit card in the past was because it was being abused. So just that we all have that out. it was being used for things that
wasn't the only reason. We were getting charged fees too because we were late on stuff.
Can we
avoid
that?
You can do a resolution where you can pay the credit card.
Outside the... the
you still got to get the check
right,
out.
But the treasurer still has to be here.
Well...
I mean, I can take a check out of the closet and do it, which I plan on doing when she's not here, but it doesn't actually like that too much.
Oh,
but I will. I don't like anything.
But, yeah, we'll figure out a way to do it.
Yeah,
I mean, everything today is on...
I'll look into the debit card and report back next month.
Okay. All right, public comment. Maxine.
Yes, I just wanted to mention that that I was able to attend the public forum on which Trustee Forte gave us her night summary. It was a little bit of an unusual format, and while it was very informational and people could glean a lot of an overview of what was going on, the public commentary was done differently from what you might expect. We were, after we met at Columbia in the auditorium, we were ushered into the hall, and it was pretty well attended. So we were ushered into the hall, and then everybody was there at once, and there were different representatives from state organizations, and also from ALSA, Planning and Development, which is the engineering company that is doing the planning. And it was a little bit hard to hear because everybody was in a narrow hall all together in little sections, and they were the overview was on the entire trail, which was briefly, which goes from one end of the state to the other. But the focus was, of course, Columbia and Rensselaer counties. And the maps were segmented, so you could walk to your section of map and take a look at your area. So that was very well presented. So I did present my list of concerns, and I spoke to one of the engineers, and they are addressing some of my comments, and I will revisit this issue and keep an eye on how they are spending our money, because it is $1 million plus a mile, which is what I guesstimated last year when this was brought up, and that was one of the reasons that greatly concerned me. But the most important was that I feel that I, and maybe others do as well, I am a custodian of my property for my grandchildren generation, which abuts this trail. So I will hold the state accountable, because this is no free ride. We are in fact in some way disadvantaged because local control has been removed. So we must be even more careful to make sure we give feedback. And I also especially came to announce that there is another exactly ditto presentation at Ichabod Crane. So if you know anyone who is interested, because it's in Columbia County doesn't mean that they can't focus on Rensselaer County. You can ask any of the questions. So if anyone you know has missed this forum in Columbia, and perhaps they would be interested in investing their time and energy, they can ask questions at this meeting. Thank you.
When is that meeting?
I'm sorry. It's Thursday.
Tomorrow.
6 to 8 at Ichabod Crane.
Is that high school?
At the high school, yes. And this is a flyer. And considering that this is a $35 to $40 million project, maybe it wasn't the paper. I don't get the paper every day. But I think they could have done a better job publicizing it, because they did not, they were not able to say, well, this is the beginning of the planning stage. They were not able to say when they would have another public forum, where maybe the interchange would be a little different. So I just wanted to make sure that as many people could attend as wanted to attend. Thank you.
Terry?
I'm going to wait till next month. Thank you.
Next month? Okay. All right, anybody else? Lori?
Can I just ask that, I know when Guy was talking about the chart, that can it be posted to the website? So if we monitor something and bring them so we have some clue of what you're looking at? You know, if Guy gave an explanation about this chart and percentages, and we all kind of sit there and, okay. I mean, you know, as part of the public record, remember the open government law, anything that you guys have in front of you is supposed to be in front of us. So even post it to your website. If we want to print it, we print it. If we want to look at it beforehand, we get to view it, and we have some clue of what we're talking about.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anything else? Okay, resolutions. Refund 271.32 to property ID 211.12-6-10 to relieve tax bill error.
I re-levied it to there in error.
Okay. Entertain a motion for that.
Make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Bill. Any questions on that? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Approve the Chandler Young Veterans Association SSG Staff Sergeant Farley,
yes.
8/20/17. So what's
the memorial for the bridge memorial is scheduled again for August 20th. Tom has reviewed it and signed off on it.
Okay, so this is so this is an assembly permit?
It's just a gathering.
A gathering permit?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Bill.
I mean, obviously all you guys are invited.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Motion to approve a $100 boot allowance for Jay and Pete.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Dave.
Second.
Second by Bill. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Bills number 53 through 82 in the amount of $47,616.25 in the general fund and $1,773.80 in the water fund.
Motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Bill. Any questions on the bills? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Adjournment's in order.
Motion for adjournment.
Motion by Dave. Second by Guy. We're out.